Easy winner on the show last week. Gave out a couple of those. Kelly in Vegas with us every Friday morning, 11 a.m. Eastern during the football season. At Kelly in Vegas on X and elsewhere on social media of Wager Talk and the Kelly and Murray Show. Kelly, were you able to stay up for the entire game last night through the delay and all?
Oh, God. I don't know why I did. Like, what was I thinking? I'm too old for this. No, I was finalizing some of my contest cards and doing a couple other things. And then I have six college football and I submitted wrong. So I had to panic call my girlfriend, Erin, to redo. Listen, we don't need football on at midnight or 11 p.m. It's just too late. I'm drawing the line of I got to still go to bed early when I got to be up at 9. Well, I got to get up at 7:30 to get ready for my first show at 9 a.m., 10 a.m., 11 a.m. Fridays are busy, guys.
I was laughing when I saw Underdog tweet out that A.J. Brown caught his first pass at 12:15 a.m. Eastern. That's pretty funny. It's a tough night for anybody who had A.J. Brown in fantasy, or a tough night for anybody who laid the points, and an even tougher night for anybody who had the over last night, as we've talked about on the show. We'll get to your best bets in college at the end. 1-1 in week one, 2-1 last week for those tracking in mom's basement. We will get to those bets. You had the Eagles yesterday, though, in Survivor, right?
So here's kind of how I'm approaching Survivor this week. I've got a 5K Survivor at the Westgate. I've got two in Circus Survivor. Normally, I'd have a lot more, but CT and I, our buddy Joff, decided, all right, instead of doing five Circus Survivor, let's do one in the Westgate, right? Circus Survivor is a pipe dream. Probably going to have a lot of people tied at the end again this year like we saw last season. But the real reality is there is a better chance of us winning the 5K than there is of Circus Survivor. Our friends over at Splash had $2.5 million guaranteed, and there's still a huge overlay. And so I said, all right, I've got six entries here. They're $150 each. I'm going to play two Philly. If Philly loses, there's going to be a lot more dead money in the pool, and then I'll just rebuy back in instead of going all six Broncos.
I get it. Yeah, I didn't do anything with that. It's also getting to a point, we all love Survivor. That's why we enter it and, you know, hope the dream can come true. But it's also getting to a point where, okay, what's the end? Where are we stopping? Because, like, the other day I'm joining and I'm entering all these pools. And I'm like, yeah, Sam, I'm in 10 Survivor pools now. Like, that's that's where we're at right now.
Yeah.
But you're right. It's an interesting
stat. Huh? I would say I'm at least that many Survivor pools this year.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's too much fun. But no, that's an interesting strategy because you could rebuy back into the same pools. And, you know, people at Circa would say it's the same thing there, but you don't have to go out to Vegas to do that.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you're in Vegas, that's still $1,000, guys, or $5,000. Yeah. John Murray said yesterday on the podcast, oh, I think people are waiting to see if there's going to be a bunch of dead money in the pool. 28 people used the Philadelphia Eagles last night in the Westgate Survivor. That's a lot of money. You guys can do the math there. But sorry, I'm not rebuying back in for five dimes. Like that is like, we're going to try it this year. We do well. Maybe we'll reconvene next year. $5,000 Survivor. I don't know. I hope CT and I's friendship make it. I'm going to leave it at that.
Well, last year you guys had a good run, and then didn't you add two more brains to the room? I believe you merged with somebody, so it went from two people to four people, and then you were all ready to kill each other at the end of the season.
So Pam, CT and I had an entry left. John Murray and Joff had an entry left in Circus Survivor. We decide, let's converge. Of course, that very first week, loss. So now we're down to one entry. And look, I'm not going to blame CT. I have a lot of rules, right? Not everybody likes to have the rules that I have in place. I don't like to play road teams. I don't like to play divisional teams. I don't like to play teams that are overvalued. There's so many arguments to be made about Survivor strategies here, especially when I can use a team in a better spot. That was probably the argument for Philadelphia last night, why CT and I didn't go Philly in Circa Survivor. Look, Dennis Allen got fired. CT liked the Saints on the road. I said, I am adamantly against this. The rest of the partners said, okay, let's do it. And I remember I was driving home from my dad's house and I just thought about throwing my phone out on the I-75. Like, I thought about it. I was like, I just want to throw my phone out the window and never talk to these people again. So maybe I was the one that was a little meaner. I think I left the group chat and just didn't talk to anybody for a week.
Okay, so as far as this week, you did some Philadelphia. I'm assuming you're doing some Denver. Everybody's doing Denver, and I can't argue against it. I'm gonna have the most Denver of any team in Survivor this week. What are some other ways that you varied?
Nope, went all Denver. And I would have went all Denver.
All Denver.
I went all Denver in Westgate. I went all Denver in Circa. I did 4 Denver in the $2.5 million guarantee on Splash, 2 Philly, all Denver, and the other, I think, 8 or 9 pools I'm in. Look, here's the reality. I think early you can go all in with teams. It's when the pool starts to dwindle down that you need to differentiate. If a rookie quarterback goes into Denver against that defense and beats me, or if Bo Nix throws a pick 6 or some other godforsaken crazy play and I get beat, so be it. I've just had to come to that realization that, yes, Denver is the most picked team, and they're going to be. It's not a fun place to be, but I'm damn sure not using the Bengals on the road. Joe Burrow 1-4 straight up in his last 5 seasons. I'm not going to use Arizona against the Saints. Spencer Rattler is horrible. New head coach, yada, yada, all these talking points. The Saints aren't favored in any game this year. Okay, but they're going to still win some games. It might not be week 1, but I think there's better spots to use Arizona. I don't want to take the Giants on the road at the Commanders, a team that won 9 games last year in 1-score scenarios and lost the other 4. They're due for some negative regression. They also have a second-year quarterback that does concern me in a tougher division, as we saw last night. Maybe the Cowboys are going to be a little bit better. I think the Giants are going to be a little bit better. And those are my options. I said, do we want to use the Pats, CT? He said, are you insane? And then he proceeded to follow up with, do you want to use the Rams? And then I said, are you insane? We need to stop trying to split the atom here. Look, I could just get completely obliterated minus the 2 Eagles, and that is just something I'm going to have to live with. He's actually texting me right now. I'm sure he's watching live going, why are you talking about us giving away our strategy? No, our strategy is the same as everybody else. Everybody else is going to use the Broncos. This is the best spot to use the Broncos all season long.
Right. If he is watching, I want to just put a heart up. I love CT. I tried to book him this week for the show. He didn't text me back. Try to get him into the mix because
I think he and I had a pretty bad week one. Look, he and I had a pretty bad week one. I think we went 1-6 in our college football picks at the Westgate. It was not good. Both of us are kind of reeling. He liked Miami. I was on Notre Dame. I don't know how he ended up on Notre Dame with me. That was my fault probably. And so we kind of took a couple days apart. We regrouped. We got our 7 picks in last night. We'll see if it's not a better week for us. But maybe when CT and I agree, it's a bad thing.
All right. Well, so I don't know. Yeah.
Go ahead, John.
Go ahead, Sam. No, I was going to say, I don't know how that happened because you went 2-1 on the show last week in college. I don't know why you only had 1 win there.
Well, let's think about this. I like Tennessee. He didn't have an opinion on the game, right? He liked Miami, so we were opposite on Notre Dame. I wasn't going to be talked into Miami. I liked Ohio State. That was the only game he and I had in common. Those are the kind of the reality here when you start to break down 7 college football picks a week is tough. And then now you've got to agree with a partner. Asking somebody to agree with you. I mean, you guys do a show together. I'm sure you guys disagree all the time.
Yeah. Well, as far as this week goes, what are your plays in college?
Yeah, I only played 5 college plays this week, guys. And look, the card leaves a little to be desired. Huge spreads, lots of cupcakes playing each other. Michigan-Oklahoma is the only good game, and I want no part of that game. I'm not sure I trust either one of these teams. I know a lot of hype surrounding Bryce Underwood and Michigan. That's why this line has kind of come back down, back up. I know some sharp people that are on Oklahoma, I don't want any part of it. I did take Kentucky plus 10 early in the week, down to 8.5. Hey, usually I like the reverse line movement, except for last week. I had reverse line movement on Northwestern. I had reverse line movement on Virginia Tech. And I had reverse line movement on UCLA, and they all basically got obliterated. But I think the biggest narrative here with Kentucky Ole Miss is a lot of people are expecting Lane Kiffin to come out and say, hey, we got to get revenge for losing last year in Oxford. Well, I just don't think that revenge is quantifiable. And It doesn't mean anything. Three of the last four meetings have been decided by 3 points or less here. Mark Stoops' defense has Ole Miss's number. Now, question is Mark Stoops' offense going to be able to keep up with Lane Kiffin? Maybe. I do not think that Lane is the worst coach of the two, but I think that he does struggle, especially in SEC openers. 1-4 straight up, 0-5 against the spread. I like Kentucky here a lot. I think Ole Miss is one of those teams getting a lot of love early on in the season.
I had to laugh this week. I saw some people on X say that you shouldn't call it the border war anymore. Take a lap. Take a lap if that upsets you. It is the border war between Kansas and Mizzou. I love to see you on the Jayhawks here, plus the points.
Oh, my God. Who doesn't love these old rivalry games? The same way as, like, the backyard brawl. Like, we should never get rid of these. We should never get rid of Farmageddon. I hate all of the athletic directors slash commissioners slash all these different conferences breaking these up. There needs to be protected rivalries, and this is one of them. I grew up in Kansas. We hate Missouri. They hate us. It doesn't matter if you're K-State or KU. There is a lot of hate there, and it stems back from history during the Civil War. The border war is offensive. Give me a break. Anyway, I digress. As you mentioned, if you just log on to social media, Sam, you can see it for yourself. These two schools hate each other. Last week, Horn got hurt versus Central Arkansas. They marched in the Penn State transfer, and guess what? He looked really good. Almost too good, in fact. I thought, this is going to be interesting. I do think that the offensive line there for the Tigers has some holes, and I do think that the defense for the Jayhawks deserves a little bit more credit here. KU, one caveat. The thing that bothers me about this team and Jalen Daniels is they love to turn the ball over in the red zone. And I bet against this team so much last year, Sammy. I was against them every time they were a road favorite, every time they were a slight favorite at home, and it paid dividends. This year, I think KU does take a step forward. I do think this is a spot where they can go into Columbia and win this game.
Kelly in Vegas with us. This is Bet Sweats, BetMGM Network, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. Kelly, you gave out Kentucky and Kansas so far. You mentioned you have five plays. We have just over 2 minutes left. Why don't you roll through those other three?
Yeah, it took UConn plus the 6.5. I know Syracuse expecting a big bounce back after losing to Tennessee there in Atlanta last week, but I'm not buying it. Fran's defense looked overmatched. This Huskies team has fresh legs. They just played Central Connecticut. They got 11 starters return. I think a Cam Edwards breakaway TD could get them the outright win in the Carrier Dome. I like Kirk Ferentz and the Iowa Hawkeyes to go into Ames and get the win. 6-0 in Ames. Kirk Ferentz says the underdog does so well in that rivalry. Iowa State looked good in the second half versus my Kansas State Wildcats, and they looked even better last week versus South Dakota. I think it's time for a little regression here. Give me the underdog and a rock fight there in Ames. And last but not least, what did we see last Thursday night? USF just coming in, destroying Boise State. Who would have thought? I took the 6.5, but boy, I didn't think that they were going to win by that much. I didn't even have anything on the money line. But here's a Florida team. A couple of years ago, I was at this game, and they almost lost. You think Billy Napier does not know that his job is to absolutely blow out this USF team? I laid 17.5. I know it was 18 there for a little bit. I like Florida to absolutely roll here. USF is like the dog with fleas. Everybody seems to love them this week. I'm not buying the hype. I think DJ Lagway and the Gators are the real deal.
So how many of those five are your best bets, just to clear it up?
So I would say all five. If you want to track me on all five of my bets, those are the five bets I put my hard-earned money on. You're welcome to track all five.
Let's go.
Good stuff.
I love that.
Kelly
Let's
in
go.
Vegas. Yep. 60% so far on the young college football season on this show. KIV, thank you so much. Appreciate it. Best of luck. Hope Denver gets through because I'm going to be on them. Now I'm thinking, do I need to sweep with them? Seriously. Thanks, Kelly. Kelly with us every Friday, 11 a.m. Eastern, right here on Bet Sweats. Good angles there. You know, people say it's not a great card, but Kelly still has five plays in college football for you to take a look at. Sam, are you surprised about going all in on Denver?
No.
No. I mean, it's the best play on the board. Not a ton of great spots to use them. Rookie quarterback on the road against a great defense. certainly understand. Two-minute drill is next. Lightning bets later this hour. Joe O, Sammy P, Bet Sweats, the BetMGM Network.